When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Now our very own ESPN sports betting analyst, Joe Fortenbaugh, Daily Wager, with us on KJM. Chris Canty in for Keyshawn Johnson this morning. Morning, Joe.
What up, Joe?
Gentlemen, always a pleasure. It's been a while. I hope you're doing well. Getting excited. Next few days, going to be busy.
Joe, I'm just letting you know right now, you know, if you start coming at today about these 12-5 matchups, Duke against Oral Roberts, if we lose to Oral Roberts, I'm not coming to work on Friday. I will be buried somewhere in somebody's backyard.
It is indeed time for the Boost Mobile Tournament Preview. Joe, what is your best NCAA tournament bet?
Well, I mean, now that I've been set up that way, I think Oral Roberts has got to be the play here, right? And I'm going to tell you this. I don't know if I'd make it my best play, and this certainly isn't to troll you, Jay, but it is going to be one of the sharper plays here in Vegas. Playing the 6.5 with Oral Roberts, everything that comes into play here, a very experienced team. I believe they have 4 of their starters are fifth-year guys, can shoot the 3. They play at tempo. The Duke factor, I think right now, you look around, there was a graphic we flashed on Daily Wager yesterday with a lot of the college basketball analysts picking Duke to go to the Final Four. It feels, and this isn't to knock Duke, but when you look at this as pricing and betting, it feels they're a bit overvalued. They just ran through the ACC. They look fantastic, but how good is the ACC this year? I think you're going to have a lot of people lining up to bet Duke to not only win their region, because Purdue is viewed as one of the softer ones in the tournament, but at the same time, it's overpricing it. We're not seeing it move. I can tell you that Oral Roberts is going to be a sharp play. I'll throw that one at you. Also throw Drake +2 over Miami at you. Hurricanes banged up a little bit. Drake coming in red hot. I believe they've won 13 of 14, top 50 3-point shooting, top 20 free throw shooting. There's a lot to like about what they bring to the table. That's going to be another popular one.
And Joe, is it safe to say the low seed that has had the most money come in on them, is that Alabama?
You mean of the one seeds? Yeah. Bama is very popular. I mean, they're +170 to win their region. I would make that bet. I think when you're talking about bracket strategy, and we'll tie this to betting as well, but if the bigger the pool you're in, the more risk you have to be willing to take. This is the same strategy you see with daily fantasy. If you're going to play one of those millionaire makers that has thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people competing, you have to take risk. You cannot just start Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback. Too many people are thinking like that. Step outside the box. So get clever. The smaller the pool you're in, that's where you can be more conservative. If it's just an office pool, if it's just, you know, 8 members from your family, you can get chalky there. I think there are 2 regions where you can get chalky. Number 1 is the South region. It's not going to surprise anybody if we see Alabama and Arizona. Alabama head and shoulders above the rest. The other region would be the Midwest. If Sasser is healthy, Houston versus Texas, that seems like a collision course. I would get riskier in the other regions. I think Kansas is a vulnerable one. I think Purdue is a vulnerable one. So, yeah, if I was going to bet any of the ones to cruise through, it's going to be Alabama. Everything they bring to the table, double-digit wins in every single SEC game. They're playing very well right now, and the path sets up very nicely.
Joe, when you said your best for the tournament,
there he is. I was wondering.
Joe, you failed to bring up Virginia and taking the under in any of their games in terms of point total. But anyway, I digress. You mentioned Kansas in the West region. I'm curious to know how the odd makers look at Bill Self's health situation and how that could potentially impact the Jayhawks in defending their national title.
All right, so I'll hit you on 2 fronts here if you want to talk about Virginia. I'll save that for about a minute from now. When we talk about Bill's, the team had to go through this, I believe, with the suspension situation at the beginning of the season, and they also went through this during the Big 12 tournament, and they acquitted themselves quite nicely. I know they ended up losing to Texas in the final game, but they played pretty well. Dallin Cuff, who's been working with us on Daily Wager this past week, He makes an excellent point. When it comes to coaching, the what gives a guy like Bill Self or some of these very experienced coaches the edge is the quick turnaround from Thursday to Saturday or Friday to Sunday. That's where they're at their most valuable. There are other guys on that bench that can manage games. There are other guys that can help coach that talent. But when you talk about the very quick turnaround in the tournament, that's where guys like Bill Self differentiate themselves. So what I'm seeing with Kansas, a lot of people like UConn to take them out. UConn's one of those teams that, from an analytics standpoint, has been very, very popular. They're one of only four teams in the country that rank top 20 in both adjusted offense and adjusted defense, according to KenPom. That's got people excited about their potential, even though it didn't go so well in the conference tournament. Now, to address your beloved Virginia Cavaliers, feels like I'm just coming after everyone today, but I think Furman's the play in the opening round in that matchup. Give me the points against Virginia. Again, the ACC, a little weak this year compared to previous years. Furman's coming in. I believe they've won 14 of 15. Veteran group. They can shoot. I think the key is they're top 10 in college basketball in three-point attempts. And that is how you attack a defense like Virginia. And where Furman is weak is on the glass. I don't know if the Cavaliers are necessarily equipped to take advantage of that weakness. So, yeah, the moral of the story today, bet against Jay Williams, bet against Chris Canty.
That's cold-blooded, man.
I did not plan on doing this.
So I've been talking a lot, or when the subject has come up on the show, about first 2 days of the tournament. When you're in Vegas, Joe, and you're with a bunch of buddies, I know you're a professional, but just as
right.
in my younger days, right?
That's the degenerates
just,
out here.
You're just with a bunch of yeah. buddies and some drinks, and you're in a sports
day
book.
Day party, those games first, on. Oh.
All those first 2 days of the tournament. You live in Vegas. What are the first 2 days of the tournament like in town?
It's incredible if you've never experienced it. It's absolutely incredible. It lives up to all the hype, but you have to, at this point in time, you have to come in with a plan, right? You got to come in with a plan. And I'm not talking you need to come in, you got to be healthy, you got to get your exercise. Forget about all that. It's become very commercialized here. So it's gone are the days where you can just wake up whenever, stroll down to the sports book or any spot, get a seat, watch games. Sportsbook seats cost money. Great viewing experiences cost money. They require reservations and they sell out well in advance. So when you're coming in for this weekend, you've got to come in with a plan. You got to know where you're staying. You got to know where you want to watch games. You have to know where you want to eat, and you have to get all that stuff organized. I maintain, for some people who feel that this might be too expensive or too much to handle, the second weekend of the tournament, also fantastic. Next weekend, prices drop precipitously. Mm. It's easier to get more access. You can go out and golf in the morning and then catch the games in the afternoon. Ooh. So you can go ahead and set your schedule up nicely. The weather turns this time of year, so that extra week helps you get to the pool a little bit easier next week. So file that one away. That one and conference tournament week, which just happened. Everyone focuses on this weekend for March Madness, and if you've never done it, I highly recommend it. But conference tournament the week before and next week, Elite Eight weekend, that's also a great time.
Hold on, Ty, just back up for a second. You're not suggesting people go in the hotel pool in Vegas, are you, Joe?
Yeah, Joe, are you like that was my follow-up question. Are you
am I not talking to a bunch of beach bodies right now?
No,
come
no,
on,
just,
fellas.
No,
that's
no,
all
no, no,
that's
not what it's about.
Are you a
that
day
ain't the
party?
Reason, Joe.
Are you
that ain't the reason.
Hold on. Are you a day party in the pool kind of guy, Joe? Is that who you are?
I'm in a pool in Vegas, in the hotel pool? What are you out of your mind?
All right, Kellerman, look, you're going to ruin this for everybody, okay? but Max has a point. If you've never heard of what Max is talking about, look up some of those studies, because every year you have the groups that go in and test the water at some of these pools. Now, hold on. Here's what I'm going to throw at you. The day club pools are different than just the regular pools. So if you're talking about the day club pools, yes, Max has a bit of a point as to what goes on in there. But if you're staying somewhere casual, Canty strikes me as a guy who's very casual at the Wynn, the Encore, doesn't like to be recognized, likes to go
about his
business.
Oh, no, you got me all wrong, Joe. You got me all wrong.
How could he not be recognized? Was he hiding behind a tree or something?
Hey, listen, I went from the Hard Rock to the Cosmopolitan. You got me all wrong, Joe.
Oh, boy. Yep. He's in those pools you're talking about.
No, I'm not in the pools. I'm about the action beside the pool.
Yeah, everything you said about Vegas, everything Joe Fortenbaugh just put everyone up on game. That's how you handle going the second week, the whole thing.
Joe,
everything except the pool thing. But I'm with you all the way.
Joe, you can just find me at the tables, Joe. I'm at the crap tables.
What's your game?
Now I'm watching game. I'm dice all day long, man.
All right, I like the dice.
I would have the dice in the corner right now with Max if we could.
Trust me. You see a little CeeLo. No one's looking.
The three of you, are some high rollers. We got to get you out here because we can get a situation where we could probably get a table next to a pool without having to go in the pool with the games on and dinner of our choice delivered to us. But I don't have that juice. You three have that juice. That's what we got to set up.
We should do the show from Vegas.
Oh, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, the light just went off in his head there. You see that? The light just went off.
Justin Craig, our boss, yeah. Dave Roberts, what are we doing here?
I think we have a studio.
Fire up the jet.
You do have a studio.
I'll get it. I'll get us out there. Don't
fire up the jet
twice.
You're going to be like the Jets with Woody Johnson and Joe Douglas. We getting on a plane and we going
west. Yes, yes. You guys got to come recruit me. You got to come out here. You got to sell me. You got to do it on the company dime. There is a studio here. Joe and Amber does the show from, well, the Joe half of the equation, does the show from the Vegas studio. You got everything.
It's a great studio.
I've
hosted this just in from that studio.
I know. It's a nice setup. You've got radio studios. You've got the big TV studios. We can do everything we need out here. What are you three doing?
Listen, this pre-production meeting was brought to you by. You can switch to Boost Mobile for the power to save on one of America's largest 5G networks. And Joe Fortenbaugh just putting everyone up on game.
Wait, real quick, CeCe, did you want to ask him about Aaron Rodgers? Was there any betting on Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, real quick.
I did want Joe, what are the odds makers in Vegas are saying about Rodgers with the Jets' futures?
So they've already built that in. We saw the price of the Jets to win the Super Bowl at about 30-1 not too long ago when the rumors kind of started. They're building that in. The odds makers are kind of in limbo. And as this has picked up and gotten more aggressive, it dropped to 20-1 to win the Super Bowl. Now it's down around 15-16-1 to win the Super Bowl. Mm. If he lands with the Jets, it might move a little bit more, but I think the value has been extracted. So they're kind of trapped in the middle. They have to equate for it, but they can't go all the way because there's the potential it doesn't happen.
Joe Fortenbaugh, ESPN sports betting analyst. Yes, Pat Costello, The Daily Wager. On The Daily Wager, Pat wasn't sure if it was still on. It's still on.
Yeah, we're
co-host
still
of Joe and Amber, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. Thank you as always, Joe.
All right, Joe.
I hope you suckers enjoy that Northeast weather. I'll be by the pool today, baby.
Suckers.
Drink it in.
A bunch of suckers right now.
Man, he kills UVA and Duke in the first round, has you guys losing to Furman, has us losing to Oral Roberts, and then throws shade on the pool. Unbelievable. Yeah.
How dangerous are the Lakers? KJM, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. How dangerous are the Lakers? Tell you what. One thing, CCJ, Chris Canty in for Keyshawn today, here on KJM ESPN Radio. One thing for sure, the pressure. Could you imagine the pressure on Denver if the Lakers show up with LeBron and AD?
I'm going to just derail the conversation for 1 second, Max. I don't understand. We got into this whole debate before the show around how many times you use your towel throughout the course of a week. And for me,
Before washing it.
And for me, I take at least minimum 2 showers a day. Can't help it. Sorry. Yep. Take one in the morning. Right. Take one in the afternoon. I have to go to bed clean.
Right. I got it.
So like for me, max use on my towels 2 times.
So 1 day.
Yeah, pretty much a towel a day.
I'll go because I'm clean when I get out of the shower. So it's not like the towel gets dirty. It just gets damp. Then you hang it up. It dries off three times.
But Pat uses his towel 10 times.
You got to miss me with that, Max. I'm sorry, man. I'm a one and done with the towels.
What?
One use, and it's going in the hamper.
Okay,
absolutely.
That?
That's why they make washing machines,
May
guys.
May I ask a question?
It's okay.
I want to do the math here. This doesn't make any sense
Go ahead.
To me. How many people in your house, Chris?
It's me and my wife.
Okay, two people.
Yes.
If everyone washes the towel after one use, how many showers you take a day?
I take one shower a day.
Oh, all right.
And well, that's when I get home in the evening.
So you're going
to
seven towels a week.
In the summertime, it might go up to two showers
right, to
a day
two. Okay.
It's hot and I'm a big guy.
So you're taking, yeah. So you're taking, okay, so in the summertime, that's 14 showers a week for you.
I assume
it's the same thing for your wife. You're talking
about, it's more for her. And she uses multiple washcloths and towels every time she gets in the shower.
You're cleaning 30, 40 towels a week?
Yes.
Something like that.
What's your water
bill?
What do your water bill look like?
Yeah, what? That's
your water
so
bill crazy.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, but like,
how do you fit it in the washing machine? First of all, Chris Canty's not using a regular size towel.
Well, then
he's using like a bedspread.
Then there's the opposite side of the extreme, though.
You guys are framing this is a luxury. It's not a luxury. It's a necessity. Think about it. When you get out of the shower, yes, you're clean, but you are drying sensitive areas of your body.
Preach.
I am supposed to then in turn use it again?
To dry those areas?
Yes. Max twice.
No.
Max twice.
No.
I'm not Pat Costello.
I'm sorry,
I don't use the same towel 25 times.
You know how I know I use
I'm not using a towel to dry my nether regions, putting it on the hanger, and then turning around and using it again. I'm not doing it, guys. I'm just not.
I have a cleaning lady twice a week, so three times, give or take.
Wait. Nuno, can you clarify where we got this from? Because
so
Lord knows
clarify,
it has to be talked
about.
Yeah,
let's clarify this. So our friend Dan Orlovsky, creator of Bad Food Takes, was responding to Ravens Marlon Humphreys about how Marlon Humphreys talked about he hates towels. Why can't someone invent a blow dryer for humans in terms of for the body?
Kind of got one of those.
And then he said he uses his towel 30 times before he throws it in the washer.
Oh, ridiculous.
So that's
where
it's
going to
times.
Yeah, that's
30
gross.
Times. So he says he's a two-time-a-day shower, so about every 2 weeks he's washing his towels.
That's gross.
That's the most disgusting thing I've heard in a long time.
By the way, I kind of have that thing he's asked for. In my bathroom, there's a little overhead heat lamps plus the exhaust fan that goes that blows it warm.
You just stand
under there while you're drying off. You're done in five seconds.
You have heating lamps in
Is
your
it
bathroom?
Red?
Yeah, I do.
Ooh, You can't hide money, Jay.
Damn.
You can't hide it.
Like that.
Neither can you, Chris, and your 38 towels a week.
Yeah, Chris is like...
Listen, it's a washing machine. How much of a luxury is a washing machine?
It's 10 loads of wash a week just in towels.
Okay, and I'm fine with that. I like folded towels and washcloths. You got a problem with it?
Chris,
do you have one of those
you are out of control with the towel washing.
Buttons? Like, how many buttons on your washing machine? That's how I need to know.
Too many.
Come on. We really getting into all the light games? Really?
Low, middle low,
really?
Soil, super soil, heavy duty
super
soil.
Super soil, heavy duty.
I'm a heavy soil guy, so I make sure when I put it in there, high temperature, heavy soil, make sure it's clean and sanitized.
Wait, Victoria. Victoria's our camera lady. She's the best of all time. I'm going to ask her, because I need to get the alternative opinion. How many towels? Say it out loud. Oh, she's not giving an answer. She's not giving an answer. She's thinking.
This is radio.
Two towels a week.
There's only one acceptable answer, guys. There's only one acceptable answer.
Like 2 a week.
She doesn't shower every day because of the hair. Okay, yeah, that's it.
I do two towels a week. That's right, more or less. Sometimes it could be three, but yeah.
I'm doing minimum.
Your towel is a petri dish for germs.
Minimal. Whoa, you're fresh out the shower.
You're getting
what
out
are you
of your
about?
Getting clean. You're just drying
I'm just
yourself
glad everybody's,
off.
Everybody's,
if you're still dirty when you get out of the shower, you did it wrong.
Some people don't like the shower.
No, it's okay. All right.
Some people don't like the shower. So,
it's too much with the towels and the candy.
We're Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis.
I disagree with it. I don't think I'm alone in this. America's got my back. There's nothing wrong with using a towel once, throwing it in the hamper and getting another towel. Nothing wrong with
showering 2 to 3 times a day. and you have five people in your house.
This does lead to the question, how many towels?
Max,
think about all of the places on your body that you're drying with your towel.
CC.
And you're then going to use that again
to dry
your face.
I will acknowledge a well-made point. That is a real point that Chris is making.
How big is your towel closet? How many towels do you own?
You have a whole closet.
I got a bunch of towels, Jay. I got a bunch of towels.
You at least got like 50, 60 towels.
What's the thread count on
a
these
A bunch
these
of towels.
You got the Egyptian thread,
You got a thread
huh?
count on these jewels? Yeah.
Chris is like Floyd Mayweather. He uses a towel once. He throws it away.
I didn't throw it away.
Nate
just washed it.
You're on KJM ESPN Radio. Nate in Texas.
So quick, two towels a week is definite, but we're talking about big towels. So if you're talking about a washcloth, you're not using the same thing on your junk as you're using on your face, hopefully. But real quick, could I throw 10 yards? If I've got Tyreek in the flat, I think it's possible as long as I get the hell out the way. Thanks, guys.
He thinks it's I agree. It's possible you can throw for 10 yards in an NFL game. It's possible. It's just highly unlikely.
If you're using the washcloth multiple days, that's nasty.
Right.
Okay,
that's what you're using to get clean.
Nasty.
No, I wasn't saying the washcloth. I think that's a given. Right. Like you use the washcloth once.
You'd be surprised.
But when it comes to the towel,
wait a second.
Listen, guys, I'm a one and done guy.
Nope, guys, wait a second. You guys aren't in the studio. I just have to relay this.
Uh-oh.
Pat looked at me, firm face, and said, "Who needs a washcloth?"
Well,
I got two.
Now we're
right
getting
here.
Into a great racial divide.
Just using your hands.
This is the great racial divide of American life.
Have a conversation.
I was bored with two washcloths, right in the left hand.
Don't put the bar of soap in. It's
May
nasty.
I ask you who uses a bar of soap? Who uses a bar of soap anymore?
I do.
I have to pay $1 million for special liquid soap.
Give
that doesn't
me the
get any cleaner than regular soap
and
for some reason.
Soap, and I'm a happy person. I'm a clean man.
I haven't used a
don't
bar of soap
take the bar of soap on the body directly and then ask other people to use the same bar of soap.
No, that's right. But body wash nowadays means that it's not even the case
anymore.
CeCe,
you know what I'm talking about? CeCe, you ever see the bar of soap? You're like, whose hair is that? Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah, that's nasty, dog. The bar of soap,
oh,
that's nasty.
What are we doing?
Not for white people.
Yeah,
they love
nasty.
It. Let's be
that's
honest. Nasty. It is the great racial divide of modern.
You guys are running through like 100 towels a day.
Man. Pat, do you use a washcloth?
No, this is what I want to know. Right. Who uses bars of soap still? Do you,
no loofah?
Chris, do you use bars of soap or body wash?
Soap.
No, I use body wash. I love the Aesop variety, by the way. Aesop.
Yeah, I got that in my house, too.
Outstanding.
My wife and
it's
I like soap, the bar.
Yeah, what about you guys in the control room? Bars of soap or body wash?
Body wash.
Body wash.
See?
I'm a bars of soap bull because the body wash give me chemical imbalance problems, I feel like, and I don't need to be, you know, a Johnson & Johnson problem. We don't need
But I just want to point out that the age-old argument about the washcloth, the same uses, it's not as necessary because of body wash nowadays. See what I'm saying?
No.
I need to scrub, though. I need to scrub.
Yo.
The washcloth helps me scrub, though.
Canty.
That's what I'm saying.
Your soap is $41?
See?
A fluid ounce.
I try to tell you.
What?
I try to tell you. It's like caviar.
This is what I'm saying.
I know. I can't defend you now, brother.
Chris, I got the same soap.
You got $41 for a thing of soap?
Yeah.
Hey, dog, I didn't play over a decade in the league for nothing.
I feel that. Well, let me get some because that Dove 12 count comes.
Yeah, but
it's pricey.
Hey, don't sleep on the Dove's men's body wash too, because I'll use that too.
But see, here's the thing, though, real quick, Canty. See, for the guys like Max who doesn't, they don't use washcloths, can't really get thorough in areas, man. It's more like the glaze wash.
Nah, I need to scrub, Jay. We got to scrub.
I
need to scrub to make sure it's clean.
I don't say I never use washcloths.
Oh, so you do use washcloth.
I have been known to use a washcloth. That's true. But I can also do it without the washcloth. Yep.
No, Max, you can't also do it without the washcloth. Your version of clean and my version of clean, two different things.
Oh, no,
things.
No, very
and this
clean.
Might be cultural
you're
differences.
The one, you're the one talking
way.
About one
cultural.
Shower a day. You're
it
on
might
one
be
shower
cultural.
A day.
It might be
oh,
cultural.
What did I say? 100% it's cultural. How dangerous are the Lakers, though? And are the Nuggets in trouble?
Use a washcloth.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
I think he's got to be not only great, he's got to be MVP level. He's got to carry that group in the absence of LeBron James. And I'm just not that optimistic, guys, that he can sustain it.
What's the identity of the Lakers? That's a real question. And the identity of the Lakers is they're a beatable average basketball team.
I love AD. He is a complimentary championship player to the player. He's never going to be the guy.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Chris Canty in for Key today. How dangerous are the Lakers? And are the Nuggets in trouble? I'll tell you this. As I was trying to say last segment before Jay hijacked the whole thing with the towel story.
It's just 112, man. It's just sometimes it puts you in a mood. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Max.
So he didn't even hear what I said, Chris.
No, zero clue.
So
no, he didn't. He didn't. He was on one just now.
It just caught up. It just registered.
I can multitask.
Yeah, that might be one of Jay's go-tos when he goes to karaoke.
Yeah. Well, you already know.
Might be.
You already know.
Might be.
So as I was saying last segment, Jokic has the most pressure on him in the NBA at this moment. I would have said maybe KD because now he's in the same conference as the Warriors and all that, but KD is hurt, and I think people know, all right, if it doesn't happen this year, he just got there. It's fine. We'll look next year, right? But Jokic might win his third MVP. I don't think he will anymore, but at one point it looked like he would. Consecutively, a lot of people don't even have him in the top five, right? Anytime. Bird won three MVPs, the best player in the league. Like, no one disputed it even. You want to say some year second best player, whatever, but Jokic isn't considered that way. So there's so much upside for him. He wins a championship. It kind of retroactively validates all the MVPs. But if he gets bounced early, and guys, the last time the Nuggets saw the Lakers in the playoffs, they had just had this cardiac kids comeback against the Clippers. Jamal Murray was setting the world on fire. Jokic was outplayed by AD on both ends of the floor, and they lost. I mean, Jay, where are you with this?
Oh, I mean, the Lakers right now are in the 10 seed. If they get through the play-in and they get the 8 seed and LeBron James comes back, you can best and believe they have a legitimate shot at winning that series.
D'Angelo Russell and Beasley and all these shooters now.
They have guys that – look, the personnel, we talked about this in hour one with Chris Canty, who was, a Laker fan and watching games. The best personnel to have around LeBron James are people that can space the floor. So now with D'Lo, who can operate on his own, who can get to the rack and score whenever he wants, another playmaker around LeBron, who has a high basketball IQ, who can pick his spots, he can shoot the rock. Malik Beasley can shoot the rock. Now AD, when you're in pick and roll with AD, you can't help off those guys. They legitimately have a shot. I would still probably favor Denver, but I wouldn't discount LeBron James at all.
But Chris, the pressure would be on Denver. Be all on Denver.
It's on Denver now.
There's no, there's no question about the pressure being on Denver, but I think there's also pressure on the Lakers because you're trying to take advantage of having LeBron James in the twilight of his career and Anthony Davis in the heart of his prime. You also want to make sure that you make yourself an attractive destination if the Lakers want to go a different direction from D'Angelo Russell in free agency this summer. So I think there's pressure on both sides if that ends up being the first round matchup. But I'm with you guys. I think more pressure is on Jokic, more pressure is on the Nuggets, because you're talking about a guy that's in consideration for winning his third straight MVP. At some point, you got to do some winning when it matters the most, and that's in the playoffs. And we have yet to see Jokic get past the conference semis since he started winning MVPs. But
Chris, I hosted Afternoon Drive in LA. I was there for 6 years, right? Like, you know, we were the home of the Lakers, the whole thing. Like, when Kobe was willing them into the playoffs and then tore his Achilles. Now, I was there for all of that, right? So I get there's always pressure on the Lakers. But
yeah,
as far as that goes, I don't see this as one of those years where the pressure is on this year. I think what people want to see is that what you said about being an attractive destination, being a team with a pulse when it matters, all that counts. But I think pretty much people understand they're not chipping up most likely this year. But going forward, what Pelinka did at the deadline, if AD and LeBron can stay on the floor together, next year they're as live as anybody. But Denver got to do it now. They got to do it now. For the first time, Jokic got his whole crew with him. He's got his whole crew with him at a point where, you know, last time that was the case, he hadn't reached this level yet. But now he has. Like, they got to get this done now, Jay.
Well, I've been saying that the whole year. You know, the whole year, we keep talking about Golden State, what's going on with Steph Curry. I think they could be there when it's all said and done. The Lakers, I gave my official statement today at the beginning of my show about being apologetic to the Lakers and the job Rob Pelinka has done with this personnel and this crew and how AD has really stepped up. The Clippers are a team that with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, if they're healthy, with Ty Lue, have a legit chance. The Phoenix Suns with Kevin Durant, when he comes back, will have a legit chance because he can parachute into any team and there is seamless transition for him, CP3 and Devin Booker. But a lot of question marks around a lot of teams, and there are no excuses for Denver. Like, I do Denver radio every week. All they've talked about for the past 2 years is how they don't get their respect. So I said, okay, be careful what you ask for. Now you get the respect. Here's what comes along with it.
Yeah, they're the no-excuse team. Warriors got an excuse. Lakers got an excuse. Memphis got an excuse. Clippers might be another team like that, though, but the Clippers are not favored in the same way.
Phoenix.
Yeah.
Phoenix has
an excuse. I'm saying Clippers may be, it's no excuse. Like, if everyone's healthy, come on, guys. You know.
Ain't Phoenix running out of excuses, though? Like, you can talk about KD being out and
that's
health being
thing,
a concern,
though.
But we've been saying that for the last 3 or 4 years with the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah,
at
but
at some
but
point,
it's
that's got to stop being a part of the conversation.
But it's a different team now. And if KD is not available, it's and also he just got there. So he just got there and then missed all this time.
But Max, it doesn't matter. You're talking about a guy that's in his mid-30s. You got to win sooner rather than later for all of the things that they gave up to get KD. I don't care what the excuse is if it doesn't work out.
Yep.
The only thing that we'll talk about is that it didn't work out.
And how about the fact that you're in the conference with Steph? If Steph gets it done again and you don't.
You got to miss me with the excuses with the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, CC. I guess the question is, too, you know, KD having this much time off, right, if his body were healthy, you just hope he can stay healthy. But going into – everybody's like, oh, next season. I'm like, okay, what, CP3 is a year older?
Yeah.
Like, he missed a lot of games. Like, what, Kevin Durant's
a year
older?
He looked his age last night, Jay.
He looked old. Like, all right, now he's been injured 3 seasons in a row. Like, do you expect him to finish the season next year being healthy?
Point out to everyone, and I said this on First Take back in the day when it was clearly an Achilles and they were saying it was a calf, that it's not that KD is risking any money because he'll get a max contract anyway, but he was risking the prime of his career right at a point, and he was sacrificing it on the altar of chasing a third championship because they were in the finals. But he did it right at the point where he had elevated his game even higher than it had ever been because he was playing great defense and also had become a great passer at this point, right? Not just a scorer. It was unbelievable. And since then, even when he's come back and played an exceptionally high level, which he has this year especially, for the first time since the injury, like, oh my God, that really is KD again, he has not been able to stay on the court.
Nobody believes in the Sacramento Kings, huh?
Nah.
Nah, they false flagging, cuz.
Have you guys got a chance to watch them play a lot this year? Because they all right. Don't get it twisted.
And De'Aaron Fox showed since he was in college, he's a big game player.
Right now, don't get it twisted. Like, Mike Brown's done a hell of a job with this team.
That's great, Jay. You picking
him? DeMontis Sabonis. No, I'm just trying to tell you, like, when it – like, they're a 3-seed right now.
Are you picking them?
Like, picking them to win it?
Yeah.
No, but I
– why?
I think they lack a little bit of experience, but I think they can get potentially to a Western Conference Finals.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, over Phoenix? Over like, think about – you would never pick them before over Memphis, over Phoenix, over Golden State, over the Lakers – like they've been meeting challenges.
I think the Warriors would have to be really banged up to not get by Sacramento.
Yeah, I'd be really surprised if we're seeing a Western Conference Finals game in Sacramento this year. Really surprised.
Would you be surprised?
Mark it down. No, I would not.
You wouldn't be surprised.
No.
Wow. Okay.
How many times do you use your towel before washing it?
How many do you think Jokic uses a washcloth, or is he direct bar in the body?
No one uses a bar anymore.
Yeah. Does he not shower?
I think you might be right with that one, Jay. Direct bar on the body.
Yeah, direct bar.
Yeah, Jokic looks like a raw dog guy when it comes to washing.
For whatever reason nowadays, I can't wait to spend 20 times the amount on body wash.
You ever have the player CeCe that didn't take showers after games?
Oh, yeah, that shower pill?
That's just
nasty.
I can't. We're going to talk about that coming back after.
I got a story about a fighter, by the way. Something along those lines. How many times do you use your towel before washing it? After this message from O'Reilly. Be more confident in your car and get your battery tested for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts. If your battery does need to be replaced, their professional parts people will help you find the right SuperStart battery for your vehicle. Right now, you can get up to $15 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select SuperStart batteries. Get the power, performance, and reliability of SuperStart batteries exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
How about this for this one, though? The Wu-Tang remix. S-W-U-N-V. What? Yeah. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Chris Canty's been with us all show in place of Keyshawn Johnson today. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Stacy in Florida, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Hello, guys. Hey, thanks, Stacey, for answering my call. I can't believe I get through when Keyshawn's not there.
Hi, Stacey.
I was calling to answer your question about how many times you use your towel before washing it. Mm-hmm. I say about 2 to 3 showers, and then you have to wash your towel.
Right. I'm with Stacy.
Okay, yeah, I'm okay with that.
I'm with Stacy.
That's why I said I use it 2 times. 2 times, I'm done.
See, yep. Chris, you wind up having 3 kids, and all of a sudden you got 5-6 people in the house, yeah, even 4-5 people in the house. If everyone's washing the towel every time and everyone's taking 2 showers a day, there's a million towels. There's not enough room in the washing
machine. Max, if I got to get another washer-dryer combo in order to accommodate a growing family, that's what I'm willing to do.
There it is. All right, he's a man
cool
of his convictions.
I am telling you, CeCe, the kids add a different dimension onto it, though, man. Yeah. The kids out.
Yeah, but I mean, I just feel like that has to heighten your focus on cleanliness. and making sure that you do wash your towels after every use and making sure that you do have enough clean ones. I don't get why you guys got to use two towels on the... Why are you recycling your towels?
Can't he? You got a laundromat at the crib. Like, you got a laundromat inside your house.
I got a text from a friend saying that you're an environmental terrorist, Chris.
Canty, okay. Are you the one actually washing the towels?
Yes, I am. I do all the laundry in our house.
There you go.
I wash the clothes.
Talk that talk, Canty.
I'm responsible for dropping off and picking up the dry cleaning. That's my role. A part of my role.
It's like when Jay said he was cooking dinner and he was just doing the dishes.
I don't know how to work a washing machine.
I do the dishes and I help.
Jay, and you might notice, like, when you do domestic work in the household, it's like extra credit to your wife. Like, doing those things, like, if she comes home from work and she see me folding clothes and taking out the trash, sweeping up, all of that stuff, I'm telling you, that's a win for me later. That's like building up anytime minutes of credits. My wife loves to see that kind of stuff.
Wait, you're scamming the system then.
You're taking more showers
so you can wash more towels so you can get more credit.
CeCe, I'm going to put you on game now, okay?
Mm-hmm. What's up?
Don't set the standard too high now.
That's right.
Because when you start having kids, you got to do everything. The kids add a different dimension, right? Because now everybody got a different schedule. So all those things I used to do, I'm like, well, damn, I don't know if I can do all of them anymore.
You know what the problem is, though, Jay? You know what the problem is? And I think, Chris, I think I'm getting the sense that this is just you because it's also me. Even if you don't want to do all that stuff, and I don't, I want all that done for me. I work too hard, want it done for me. However, I'm naturally like that. So my standard is higher than the other people in the house. So I'm constantly picking stuff up and folding stuff and cleaning stuff. Because to me, it's not good enough.
Like, my wife yells at me. She's like, I'm not done using that. I'm like, I'm just kind of trying to clean.
Yeah, why don't you be that way, and then I have to worry about it.
If I were to say that to you, oh, boy.
Max, didn't you say you have a cleaning person, Max?
I do, twice a week. But meantime, you know, people are leaving a mess. And they don't think it's a mess, but I'm like, eh. Even the way you throw away the garbage and stuff, like, I want you rinsing stuff out. I want everything a certain way.
Twice a week? That's a lot.
Twice a week is a lot? I got three kids, Jay.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I got three kids, too.
Like how many?
So Max, help me out, because you're the elder statesman with kids, Max. When do the kids become a part of the chore labor force? Like, when do we start putting them to work?
We got
to
a million
do some laundry,
at four.
You fold some clothes.
Four years old.
Okay. You can do it early, but the problem is I didn't really get up on not spoiling them. Until it was a little bit too late. So now, last several years, I've been much better. But also, like, it's too much for me sometimes. I don't have a lot of time. So now I got to stop what I'm doing to show someone how to do it. I'd rather just do it myself.
No.
Give me that.
You got to show them the right way.
Well, that's better parenting, for sure. I just don't have the patience all the time. John in Oklahoma. You're on KJM ESPN Radio.
What's good, John?
Yes, sir. First of all, Max, I understand the laundry issue. I have custody of a 14-year-old boy. And I'd rather just do it myself. Canty, as a long-life Cowboys fan, it's obvious that you were more clean in a Cowboys uniform. And thirdly, Jay, I called in about 2 years ago and let you know you's the best college basketball point guard I've seen. So that list the other day was whack.
Better than Doug Gottlieb? Yeah, better than Doug Gottlieb. I'm an
OU fan. I don't like Oklahoma State.
All right, okay.
But when it comes to hitting a baseball, if you hit 300 in the major leagues, you're considered an elite hitter. Yeah. If you shoot 30% in NBA, you can't get on the court unless you're Draymond Green, apparently.
Damn.
But he's right. That's why hitting a baseball, the best dudes ever. Like Barry Bonds on all that stuff. Was getting on base like 60% of the time, right? But failing 40% of the time, and he broke the game because he was so good. So like your chance of hitting getting a hit in the major leagues is
this is why I need to be in the market. So like this is why I wish we were out, Canty, because like now I really like I want our show to like go to Yankee Stadium or go see a Mets game, like and I want to go against. I want to see if I can hit a couple pitches. Well, guys, he really pitched to me and see if I could do it.
What?
I got great hand-eye coordination.
Let me tell you what you're not going to do with Max Scherzer or Justin Verlander is hit a pitch.
Chris, let's put him in with the pitching machine first.
I will bet on myself. If you gave me 10 pitches, I think I can hit one.
Jay,
You would have to foul it off, Jay.
I can make contact. No, you I'm wouldn't. Not saying no, it's going to get a
100%. Jay. You would not make
contact. Jay, you can try contact. To butt it and you're not going to hit it.
Jay, I think I can do it. Jay, I think I can make contact.
Ten, if you don't swing a bat, a pitching machine throwing 85, you're going to miss that a bunch of times.
So let's make a bet. Let's find this out. I'm down. I want to find out if I can do this. I think I can do it. I would bet money on myself.
Just cold? You're going to walk in and fat.
We got to figure out the
stage. I'm working. I'm going to obviously get some hits, some bats. I'm going to work on my stuff.
Yeah. No, you're not going to touch. You're not going to. But I'll go against. Will not make contact.
Okay. New York Mets, let's do this.
I played in a charity game, and Rick Honeycutt threw a little cut. It was going 4 miles an hour. And I popped out to, you know, like.
I see the way you look at the camera, and it's 2 feet away. I'm on a different level than you.
I'm not comparing myself.
Man, Jay, ain't no way. Max Scherzer staring you down from the mound.
I think I can do it. I think I could do it. I'll bet a grand on myself.
No, see, this is where he gets carried away, Chris. Self-confidence is fine. Now he's trying to lose money.
Man, that's free money. Joe Formby, that's free money. That's a great bet.
What odds do I get? What odds y'all gonna
give me? Oh, see, now he wants odds.
He's
gonna cut Scherzer. He's gonna cut Scherzer out on this and set us up, Chris.
You got 6.5? 6.5?
Yeah, give me the over. I got you.
Okay, I got one. So you want to
get in the chance? Thanks, Chris. KJM, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.